Station 4, the witchcraft trials in Sweden and Ångermanland. Well, the madness of witchcraft, or as it was called in Sweden, the big noise, started to rise in 1667. It happened almost simultaneously in northern Dalarna and Härjedalen. It was the 12-year-old Gertrud Svensdotter who got it all started when visiting Älvdalen and there telling in a most imaginative way about how she'd been at a party at Blåkulla together with a girl home in Lillhärdal. A few years later, the witchcraft trials were a fact in all of Sweden. In Bohuslän, which then belonged to Denmark, torture was used, as was the practice in Europe, but early not in Sweden. Through stigma diabolic, the devil's mark, the accused got their scars on their skin pierced with needles or thrown into the sea, bound to hands and feet. If they did float, it was a proof of guilt, and if they dropped, it was the other way around, an innocent who disappeared into the deep. It was called the test of water, and it was used mainly on the west coast. The witchcraft hysteria grew stronger in Sweden. From the eastern Dalarna it spread to Hälsingland, but there the only ones condemned to death was the old who already had confessed. A commission was set up and travelled south towards Gävle. Another travelled north along the coast of Norrland. Strangely enough, there were no trials in Sundsvall and Medelpad. It may have been caused by the priests there who were not so involved in the struggle for pure Lutheran teaching. The more fundamentalist were the priests of Ångermanland. When the Commission of Witchcraft for Norrland was appointed in 1674, it had the task of wiping out the weed of Satan from the Church of God with axe and bonfire. The governor of Västernorrland, Carl Larsson Sparre, was the president of the commission. It included priests, free citizens and peasants, but most of them were priests. In the company of the commission, there were also prisoner's guard and two executors. One significant thing for the Swedish witchcraft trials were the fact that children were allowed to witness against women, who in many cases were close family members and relatives. The two brothers, Laurentius and Peter Huneus from Härnösand, had just graduated from the priest seminar when their mother Elisabeth Larsson and her sister Moses Brita were accused of milking a cow with the help of a bjära. The sons let the trials go without a word to defend their mother. Especially Laurentius Huneus was a thorough and cruel man who would stop at nothing in the purpose of erasing everything that had to do with pagan rituals and magic. On November 18th, 1674, together with six other women, the two sisters in Härnösand were executed. Peter Huneus was at that time the appointed priest in Ullånger and Laurentius Huneus in Torsåker.